the reference to ayahuasca, or even marijuana, putting the tag drug on them, is a manipulative word that creates a bias against those specific things.
And we need this on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, man.
Right? Think about the word fat.
Oh, yeah.
And sugar when it comes to food, right?
Yeah.
That's fat, a bias.
You know, brings an image of unhealthiness and maybe obesity.
Yeah, no.
Difficult to learn that.
I feel
where
what you're
sugar
saying.
Sugar is sweet, right?
It's
sweet
difficult to learn
kindness.
There's healthy
kindness
snack or healthy fats that
right?
you
so
have
we
to
have these two words that
more. Let's do today in Twitter. Tit.
Yep.
So I have a few things I'm going to throw to you, and then you pick which one you want to do.
Okay.
This is not one of them, but someone had sent us this on Twitter, and apparently this was Trump, who is speaking more and more these days.
Oh,
just
yeah.
According to my Twitter feed, and I know you love that.
Yeah.
You love to break down a nice Trump speech, because, let's be honest, it's almost a stand-up set. And it's certainly the funniest president in U.S. history. Anyway, I think he was doing one of his, he gave us a Trumpgasm, but the video is he's pretending to lift something. So I think he's doing probably a transgender,
yeah.
part of his transgender set.
Yeah, over like the last year.
His last CD
become,
he put out, it was
yeah, it's a big part of his act now.
Okay, but does this belong in the gasm rotator for him?
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
Because we got a Jake, a Bob.
I think we have everyone. We have
Corby.
You.
We don't have me.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
When did I do it?
Oh.
All right.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And you can hear the laughter in the background too. They're loving that stuff.
Yeah, they love that beat. That's a good, that's a good one.
Okay, elsewhere in today in Twitter. Tit.
And that was pre today in Twitter, is what you're telling me.
Well, I mean that was today, but it's just okay. Our audio portion and now we're moving on. We
okay.
have I have for you a couple guys who kind of stepped in it. We have Carson Wentz and we have Lance Armstrong.
Okay, I'm aware of the latter, not of the former.
Well, basically, Carson Wentz is pretty quick, but he posted pictures of himself with a dead black bear, and he's holding a big gun, and he was just talking about how awesome it was that he killed this magnificent creature.
Bear!
And then the comments were all, I agree, this is awesome that you killed that creature.
Good kill.
Some of the comments were, this is all Ja Morant just needs to picture himself
yeah.
with a dead animal in his gun and he'll be fine.
Yeah, I could have predicted that's where that was headed because
yeah.
even back when Ja happened, time two or three or whatever it was, there were a lot of pictures posted of Carson Wentz in previous hunting situations.
He has like a hunting channel on YouTube called like Wentz Bros or something. I don't know. It looks like it sucks. Well, would you want him as your backup? We're beyond that though, right? We're good with Cooper Rush.
What's my other option?
Cooper Rush.
Yes.
You want Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
I mean, he's had big time success in the
NFL.
Dude,
he was an MVP.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time.
But he kind of just sucks as a person. You know?
Oh, I know.
Not
yeah.
that Cooper
no,
Rush is dynamic personality.
No, and I think that's the thing, is that Cooper Rush, you just bring that guy in, and he's, you know, every single time I looked over.
He commands the room when he walks
just,
in.
He's telling jokes. He's just, the guys just want to go to war for him, you know?
The way the news, you know, your serious news outlets would say, NFL quarterback Carson Wentz posted about killing a black bear, and his comments immediately got filled with criticism and disapproval. And that's true. I read a lot of them.
There was actually a Twitter thread while we were gone for today in Twitter. There was just funny bear videos. And I sent it to Jubb, and I told him, I've done nothing but watch these videos for the last 2 hours. Because if you think about it...
You reached out to the guy who loves animal humor more than anyone.
If there's anyone who loves it more than me, it's that guy.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny that they are our apex predator, but they do a lot of funny stuff. Like, if you think about it, when's the last time you saw, like, a lion do something that funny? You can't.
A shark.
Nothing funny there.
Yeah.
But a bear.
Yes, you're very scared of the bear, yet.
Yet they'll put, like, a traffic cone on their head and dive into some water.
Well, Carson Wentz wants none of that.
No.
He'll kill that effort. Anyway.
Okay. Yep.
The story of the week on Twitter, I guess, and everywhere was because I saw my wife watching the Today Show, and they're really into the, we're all, this whole story came and went, and we never lived it on the air, the submarine.
Yeah. Submersible. Okay.
And so on Twitter, initially, when there was a lot of concern that they could be alive, there was a lot of the, I'll give you an example of this thread. If your kid gets cancer in the U.S. and you're not insured, you will either not be fully treated and or the hospital bills will bankrupt you. If a billionaire builds a death trap and takes it for an underwater excursion, the government will pay for the very expensive rescue mission. I thought that was, that's nodded at that. That seems, seems bad. A perfect distillation of 21st century capitalism. A small group of very rich people assume a clearly irresponsible risk. It goes predictably wrong. Scores more in public resources are used to save them. So, yeah. I also saw one funny, if you look at this, interesting tweet for today on Twitter. So, we've had a global pandemic, the rise of fascism, and a Titanic disaster. Why not throw in a Russian revolution to complete the early 20th century historical rerun?
Okay, yeah.
Seemed cool. Yeah. But the focus for today...
Can we make it where women can't vote again?
Yay!
We can do anything if you dream.
Your mind got lost a little bit there. Dream. Where you're like, oh.
Dream, Jake. Anything you put your mind to,
yeah,
you could do, even be a female referee in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl, that's right, yeah. But not the NBA Finals.
But I think somewhat related to the sub story, obviously extremely related, is the stepson of one of these submarine billionaires who went down to look at the Titanic. Mm-hmm. It is interesting just even to think. Let's say you knew you wouldn't, there's no chance of death. Do you want to go sit in this thing for 12 hours to go, then you're looking at the Titanic?
Well, I mean, I think I'm probably on the very far end of the bell curve here of claustrophobia.
Okay.
So I don't know if you should ask me, but right. No.
Yeah,
I don't like getting on planes.
Just, you know, 12 hours sitting there and doing anything.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been on a plane for a lot more than that, and I don't like it. I don't like being confined. I don't like feeling like my, you know, freedom of movement is so restricted that if I just wanted to get up and walk 10 steps, I couldn't. So no, you would have to pay me a lot more than they were paying the company to get me to do this. A lot more.
Let's see. So Brian...
Oh, Brian.
Is the stepson. He says, he put out a tweet on June 19th. My stepdad, Hamish Harding, is on this sub. Thoughts and prayers.
That's a nice note.
Yeah, so I guess people probably took note of him and now started following him. Like, hey, poor Brian. Must be so sad with his stepdad. on that sub. June 19th.
Yeah.
Juneteenth, Jake.
Thumbs up.
June 21st, so 2 days passed. And there's a picture of Brian, seemingly at some kind of a outdoor event. And it says, he tweets, "It might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink 182 show as it's my favorite band and music helps me in difficult times." Exclamation point.
Yeah. Yeah. So
odd play there. Just to publicize, like, why wouldn't you just be there and just go through your difficult times? But then to say, hey, I got all these new followers since I was talking about my dad.
And I got to let them know. And I just want to say this. Blink 182 is also my favorite band, really, if it all boiled down to it. However, they are easily the funniest band for someone to tweet about going to go see while their dad was imploding in the Mariana Trench. Like,
yeah, if Chappie was in this submersible, would you go to the Blink 182 concert?
It is a Mad Lib of a band to put in. Like, if the guy said, I went to go see the Rolling Stones, that's not near as funny.
Yeah. Well, okay, I think that might have been June 20th. So June 19th, give us your thoughts and prayers. My dad's on this thing. June 20th, I'm at the Blink 182 show.
I mean, even you just saying it is.
Don't be critical here. It's my favorite. I mean, come on. They would want, it says here, my family would want me to be here.
Yeah, and this is not with Skibba, right?
How about my family does want me? They're not dead.
Tom is back. You know, that's a huge deal. Back.
The next day, 9:35 a.m.
Okay.
He sends a message, you know, out on the Twitter to remind everybody to, hey, keep our family in your thoughts and prayers, because things weren't looking good by June 21st.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's 9:35 a.m. We fast forward, I'm doing math, 27 minutes at 10:02 a.m.
He said, I'm going for a walk.
He actually, so some lady on Twitter who shows a lot of skin and most of the skin she has, some of it was covered up by very small amounts of whatever, clothing. A lot of bottom is showing, too, in this one. She's taking a shot, like, in the mirror type thing.
The booty.
She is growing her brand, and she tweets out that picture with the caption, "Can I sit on you?"
Yeah.
And so this is a half hour after his thoughts and prayers tweet. He responded, "Yes, please."
So he, at that time, was experiencing one of his 11 per day, is what we're learning.
But, Dan, you saw that an hour later, after his tweet of "Yes, please," he sent another one to the OnlyFans model saying, "Please keep my family in your prayers."
To her, huh?
Yes, to her.
Okay, that's about all I have, but Jake says he said the... I do love people that are saying, just comments about him. Here's one. Absolutely love that the Blink 182 submarine stepson, so that's who he is now.
Yeah. What else could he be?
He has gone onto Instagram to say he can't look for his dad in the ocean because he only has $100 and a, quote, legal situation that prevents him from getting on a plane.
Yeah, so I think we quickly learned that he had perhaps, at least online, threatened some female DJs. And maybe had a restraining order.
It says here, finding out the Blink 182 submarine stepson was jailed for making death threats to various female rave DJs.
Yeah.
I'm about at the limit of information I can take on this news story.
So, Cardi B, who will weigh in on a social issue on you every now and then, she criticized him for going to the Blink 182 concert. I have to figure in my mind that's just because she didn't understand the context, which was, again, Tom is back. So we've waited a long time for this, right? Ham, did you ever think it was going to happen?
No, Mark had cancer, too.
I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought Mark would be dead and Tom is doing the alien thing. I didn't think he'd be back. So Cardi, again, blind spot, she was criticizing the sub-son for posting about going to the concert, and he replied to a post about that where he just wrote out the N-word.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like calling someone that, or... Or it doesn't really matter?
It definitely doesn't, but I think he said... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, he not only said it, he then had a follow-up tweet where he said, I can say that.
Oh.
Yeah. And he had some logic or reasoning for why he can, in fact, say it. So,
I mean, anyone can say anything.
Yeah.
And if you are a billionaire stepson... So getting canceled is kind of getting canceled from public life, and
which
maybe
didn't exist
even,
before.
Maybe even earning a living. What is? He's probably fine with that.
I think so. Yeah.
Would you tweet the N-word for $1 billion?
100%. How do you want me to spell it?
How about for $20?
No.